Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. It looks like you're the only one here.
That's just amazing. I'm just gonna finish making my cup of tea and then I'll take the computer upstairs because there's a.
Okay.
I'm on holiday in Devon, which is lovely.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I hope they put the water on the tea bag and they didn't. My mistake. Yeah, so we're on holiday in Devon and there's a. Announcement about Brexit being agreed at last.
What is that? The Brexit thing? What's that?
Brexit is Britain exiting the EU.
Oh,
So
that. Yeah.
big news for 3 years in the UK.
It's been fake news. It's not real.
So. Two notebooks. My arm. Guy, would you be able to shut the gate after me?
Yeah. Want to carry this out, please?
It would be lovely if you could. Can you take those two notebooks from under my arm? They're slippy. And if you could carry that because it's the trailing, you see. Thank you. We just got back at 2:15 and I found that Natalie hadn't taken the dogs out, so I needed to take the dogs for a quick walk.
Oh,
So
she's
that's
out there with you too.
quite as ready on time as I would like to be.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and it looks like you're the
So
only one, so
am
we can
I.
do our
Can I?
one-on-one
Get you on the picture.
here. All right.
Where are you? There you are.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how are ya?
Right.
All right. So I have your form. Let me go open it again. I read it earlier. Here we go. Yeah, it sounds like I want to just chat about some of this stuff. It sounds like you're really thinking things through differently and want to do a complete shift in the way you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Quitting the, did you actually quit that, or is there a transition period to go from the, what's it called, the one you've been on into Infusionsoft? That's a big move.
Yeah, so for the moment I'm doing both. Because I need something that's got affiliate schemes.
Yeah, and Infusionsoft certainly has that.
And there was something clunky about the way Coaches Console worked with courses, in that you couldn't have somebody who was down one of my current clients and who had bought a course as well. And yet,
Really?
yeah.
That doesn't
So
make sense.
it segmented the contacts, and you could either be a current active client, or a lead, or somebody who bought a course. So,
And the same person couldn't be in two of those categories.
no. So it was clunky, and how the courses worked was clunky. So I bought a Coaches Console originally because of the fact you could run courses from it, and I always intended to run online courses. Can you hear me okay? Because I've got
Yes.
headsets if you need.
No,
Okay.
I hear you fine.
Yeah, so and then
Coach's Console does a lot of other stuff with appointments and follow-ups and all that. So you need other things. So, what prompted you to go Infusionsoft, and did you look at other things as well?
So basically the weekend before Shine, I was doing a course with Gloria McDonald, who does uses help, teaches people how to use LinkedIn, using the sort of methods that I'm talking about of having several lead, several funnels that you're
Right,
promoting,
yeah.
a different thing each day. And you can have launches as well, but instead of being completely dependent on them.
No, you don't want to be completely dependent. That's what I'm trying to move away from. One launch a year and then the rest is, yeah.
Yeah.
Did she recommend Infusionsoft?
Infusionsoft, and I had a meeting with her VA who manages the Infusionsoft, and it seemed like the right thing to do. I know that you're in the process of considering moving to something different yourself.
Yeah, I've been disappointed with it. As we grow and the inabilities to handle traffic and some clunkiness. That's why, you know, if you hadn't considered, there's a couple of other options. Kartra is one of them that Isabel moved to.
And oh, yeah.
She handles her courses there. Jane had been doing ClickFunnels and had it all set up in ClickFunnels. Yeah. And when Isabel took it over, she checked out Kartra. So you may want to check with her before you get too far infused into Infusionsoft, because Infusionsoft gets really expensive as you grow. I don't know what Kartra does. I know you can get started with Kartra for $99 a month.
Right.
You know, what is the starting place for Infusionsoft these days?
Well, there's an introductory rate for the first 3 months, which is under $100.
And then what?
I can't remember. I had it written on a bit of paper, which is
way better. When I first started, the starting entry rate was $2.99. So,
yeah. Now, for the membership level of about up to 5,000 is $330 a month.
Yeah, you might chat with Isabel before you get too entrenched in it. It's easier to manage. It has a lot of the same features. I joined something and I'm hoping it works out and I can move from Infusionsoft and ClickFunnels to it. But they gave me, like, it was an incredible offer. They're not finished making it, so they were looking for investors to invest in it, and then you get lifetime access for $497. So I'm like, okay. And it replaces Webinar Jam and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm like, worst case is I'm out $500. Right.
Yeah.
Best case is I'm not paying $500. Well, we pay $750 a month for Infusionsoft, another $300 for ClickFunnels. So we're out at least $1,000 a month just for those two things. And Kartra does both of those. So it gives you the ability to create funnels and manage funnels. So it gives you basically a ClickFunnels like platform plus the Infusionsoft piece. So you may want to check into that before you.
What's the one called? The one that you've just joined in?
Kartra, K-A-R-T-R-A. Yeah. And the other one I looked at was GrooveCart, and they're not up and running yet. It's probably going to be 6 months to a year before they're up and running.
Okay.
They're still in development, but it's being developed by people who have done other things. And they recognize the need in the environment for an integration of all these different services. So you don't have to have all these other lead pages and click funnels and, whatever.
Yeah, which is exactly why I went with Coaches Console in the first place. And I've been
because it integrated.
Yeah, and I've been asking them to do an affiliate scheme for years, and they kept saying it was on their development list. But then GDPR came in, and that took their time. And then they've just upgraded their websites, because with Coaches Console, you can have a website comes with it if you want to use it.
So check with Isabel, because she's been really happy with Kartra. And it's $99 a month.
You're with.
What's that? Oh, the other one was GrooveCart, but it's not done. But I'm in Infusionsoft. The other one, so I haven't really gone a full boat to investigate where I would move to from Infusionsoft. And when that came along, I'm like, okay, this could be an easy decision. The other one is what Lynn uses, which is ActiveCampaign.
Yeah.
Again, it's a lower price. I've heard lots of good things about it. And it might be something worthwhile, because Infusionsoft is clunky. It's challenging to learn. And they don't have their act together.
Still,
the interface is in a different place.
I think because they've not had that much competition, they've not needed to pull ahead.
Yeah, there's more and more people coming out now with the CRMs and the idea of integrating all the different services that an online business needs into one integrated platform with the different sections. So this one is planning on having you know, the live video production, so webinars, everything. And that's why I thought $500, if I, you know, if I get in now, and I only pay that and I'm a founding member, I'll be saving myself $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Right? Indefinitely. So I'm hoping that it works the way they say it will work.
Yeah.
But I'd look at that because infusion stuff can get pricey. If you're going to go up to $300 after your 3 month trial, that's a lot of money.
Oh, it is.
It's a lot of money. We're up to, because of the size of our list, we're up to, I think it's 700 a month that we pay because of the size of the list. But yeah. And they make a lot of mistakes. Like we'll put out a web form that says required first name and email, required fields. And we have all these people in our system that have no first name and some of them have no email. And then when we go back and look at those records of those people that have no email, at one point they had an email and they opted in and you can see it in some of the tracking. It just got wiped out. And when you ask them, they have no clue why.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that are really bothering me. And then their delivery rate is not that great. Their email delivery rate.
Yeah. Now the email delivery rate is really interesting because Krista is the VA who specializes in Infusionsoft, and she has a membership group for all the people that she supports with Infusionsoft, and also Keep, which is a cheaper version of Infusionsoft.
Keep is the cheaper version, right? Yeah.
That they've just introduced. And she interviewed somebody from the UK who specializes in improving your deliverability rate. And it was absolutely brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And he's got a free video series that I've signed up for. And he helps people at every level of their business to improve their delivery rate. But the things he was talking about was stuff I never knew and stuff I've been asking Coaches Console about for years. You know, I've been saying again and again, why is my deliverability rate so bad? And their response was, oh, it's only average. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. And yet he is saying, well, there's this, this, and this. And if you, you know, most of your people will have 85% of the people on your list will either be using Gmail, Hotmail, G Suite, or Office 365. And all of those are filtering out.
They're filtering a lot. They're putting, there are. And for a while, Hotmail just would not accept our stuff. It wasn't like they were filtering it and putting it into a promo box or whatever. They were just absolutely not delivering. And we were getting abysmal. We'd have an email that went out to 150,000 people and only 30,000 would get delivered. And we're like, right? So that's crazy. So if you could send me a link on that guy, you know, just forward me something. I'll sign up for that series as well. Because we need to do massive list cleanup.
Yeah, I do as well. And it's really interesting being told by him how to do it.
Okay, good. Because we hired a guy to run our Infusionsoft, and he was an Infusionsoft partner. And we paid him for a full year. And oh my God, it was a disaster. Total disaster. I didn't get anything done. Few things done, but not much. It was a disaster. So we're really frustrated and looking for somebody else. I mean, I have my guy in the Philippines who can implement when I give him instructions, but he can't come up with the schemes and the, you know, all that stuff. He could just do it once I give him instructions.
Yeah. So,
right. So you're looking at renaming some of your courses, and what's the rationale behind that? Just to make them have more SEO appealing names?
Just to have better names. Yeah. So, the examples I've got, I think I put some of the examples in there, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I'm going to just move this from the email so it's permanently located in your folder. So I started to do the other day and I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that sooner? And there we go. Nepa Allison, you know about this folder, right? Where you can get all your recordings and all. So I'm going to just put a new Word doc in there, a Google doc, and I'm going to call it Allison Call Notes. And I'll probably just add to it backwards. So the newest stuff's at the top. So I'm going to paste your, yeah, good. I pasted your stuff in there and then I can take notes at the top. 30-day menopause makeover. Why yes. Metamorphosis instead of makeover?
Because makeover sounds the way you look.
Mm.
But I still like the alliteration. The alternative was menopause transformation.
30-day menopause makeover, 30-day menopause metamorphosis. It's hard to say. 30-day menopause transformation. I like transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a stronger word.
Yeah.
I think people understand it. Metamorphosis, you think about a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people could relate that, right? You know, immediately. But a transformation, I like it better than makeover, actually. And alliterations are cute, but that's not what sells.
Yeah.
Feel energized, rested, refreshed, and sexy again. That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
And it's a $29 ebook. I thought you said that was a lead gen. I'm confused.
Yeah, no, that's not a lead gen. That is it's an ebook that's part of the, it's not a lead magnet. It's an ebook that's part of the actual course.
Oh, it's part of the course. And you're thinking
it was going to be the downsell, but Gloria's also suggested that I have it as an initial lower cost product.
Yeah. How big is the book?
It's, let's see if I've still got it open.
And what percentage of the content of the course, like how empowered would somebody be to have that book? Would they not need your course or would they, does it have a lot of seeding for the course or seeding for that they need more?
Not sure, possibly not enough. I called it a 30-day menopause makeover workbook initially.
Oh, workbook. Yeah. Okay. So it's basically giving them steps they can follow for 30 days to feel better, like a step a day or something?
Not a step a day. No, it's basically the workbook to go with the course, and the harmonized section of the course in the middle of it was now start your 30-day menopause makeover now that you've learned all this from me. So if I go back to Zoom and do a share.
Yeah, I'd like to see what's in here because I think, you know, it could be positioned that you have a lead gen that offers them this book. It's regularly $29. It's only this, you know, and then they, and then when they get that, the thank you page there has you on a video talking about, I'm so excited that now you have this 30-day menopause transformation booklet, use it well, blah, blah, blah. What people find is they need additional support. We're just deep diving into this or whatever it is to say why they need more. And then say, you know, my Joyful Sexy Menopause course is regularly $497, but you know, because you're here today, I have a one-time special offer. It's $197.
Yeah. So this is 42 pages.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. That's reasonable. Disclaimer. Okay.
That's the content. See,
so what is a 30-day makeover? Why a 30-day makeover? Step one, pause and connect. So it goes through the steps.
Yeah.
I think there were 7 steps. Okay. It goes through each of the steps. Okay. Keep going.
I've
got a lot about. Okay. Step one, pause and connect, stop, reflect. Okay.
Bit about sleep.
Sleep. Yeah, so it's an overview, right? It's not a deep dive. That's good.
Yeah. Understand.
Yeah.
So there's a link to a hormone questionnaire. I'll change it to a different hormone questionnaire now. Look at your symptoms in hormone groups. This bit helps you to diagnose progesterone deficiency, estrogen deficiency, and a little bit about what to do for each one. But not in depth, because I've got another ebook that goes in depth into these with more in depth about what to do for each one, which I was thinking of renaming as well. So estrogen dominance, if you have a combination.
Here's what I'm going to give you a hint just about formatting. Go back to that previous page where estrogen dominance is at the bottom.
Yeah, I'll do it with it.
Yeah, move it.
I think my PDF version's already altered for that. Okay. We'll double check for sure. Okay. And I can put one of these on a new page each as well. Adrenal fatigue, a little bit about.
You can put each one on a page and just add a picture to the page to fill it up. Finally, lab testing. Great. Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking for this. It's awesome. It's great. It's good as is. I would say that you do what I just said. You know, this is an upsell, immediate upsell from one of your freebies.
Yeah.
And then if it's regularly $29 or value $29, offer it for $19 or something, you know, one-time offer. And then once they buy it, then the immediate next page offers them to come into that that course that's usually $4.97, and now it's only $1.97. You're going to get some small percentage that buy it then. But then you've got these people who bought this book. What I would do is create an email series that every week it just checks in with them. How are you doing on your 30 days, right? Blah, blah, blah. A couple of little tips that they can do, reminders from the book, you know, nothing new, just pull things out of the book. And then towards the end, maybe in the last week, you start to tell them about your sexy menopause course. You know, the next step would be, and also make sure at the end of this book, you edit it to include, you know, so now what? Now that I've gone through this, you want to maintain it. There's other things. You need interpretation for your labs, whatever it is that you think they need. And then you give them the link to the course, to sign up for the course there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got three ways of offering your course and exposing them to it. The first one is the one-time upsell. The second one is the course there itself. If you want to keep offering it for $197 ongoing, it's a $497 value, then you'll have to it'd be a good idea to knock $50 off of it for people who take immediate action. I just want to give me a second. I'm going to turn off my. Okay, I don't know why my iPad rings whenever I get a phone call. It's crazy. So that you reward the people who sign up right away, right? They're the ones that get rewarded. And then if they don't, they see it's still very reasonable at the end. But it kind of teaches them, if ever I get some special offer like that from Dr. Ali, take it, right? Because if it's the same price as you said was a one-time offer early on, right? Then it teaches them, don't listen to her.
Yeah.
But it's not such a big bump that they go, whoops, it's too much. I can't do it. It's just an extra $50 or whatever. Yeah. So then you have, they're exposed that first time. They're exposed in the book. If there are ways to seed the book in any of these sections, the course, I mean, in any of these sections, like, you know, in terms of lab testing, we go into more detail in the book and, you know, in the course. I also will guide you and help you personalize this in the course, whatever. If there's places so that it doesn't seem too blatant, but just maybe two or three places in the text of the book where you mention it. We do that in a lot of our freebies. You know, in the full course, you get this. In the full course, you get that with a link.
Yeah.
And then at the end, for sure, now what? You may be wondering, what's my next steps? My next steps are blah, blah, blah. Your next steps are blah, 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 blah. You know, get sign up for, you have two choices, basically. You can sign up for my sexy menopause course, or we can set up private coaching. If you don't want to do a lot of private coaching, you price it really high.
Yeah.
Right? Like I did, 50,000.
Yeah.
Somebody bought.
Yeah.
Yay. Right? Yeah. And that really sets you out there. And, or you can get my time in a group setting and I'll guide you through and we'll really help you.
Yeah.
You know, so they either, you either offer them a strategy, you know, one-on-one session for $200 or something where you'll sit down with them and customize, or you can offer them the program for $200. Which do they want? You know? Yeah. And once one-on-one session is not going to, it's just the beginning, right? They're only going to get a little bit, or maybe it's
going to touch the surface or anything.
It's only going to touch the surface, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now you have this funnel. You have one funnel that's actually built, and then you build this one. Don't worry about all the other books you want to rename, et cetera. Start here because this is going to be leading into the course.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're going to either do the course again live, which I highly recommend, or do the videos behind the scene. And you're like me, you'll say, yeah, I'm going to do the videos. Yeah, I'm going to do the videos. Yeah, I'm going to do the videos. And a year later, you haven't done the videos. Or you're going to commit to it by starting the course and having a starting point where people are going to have, you're going to have to do the videos again because you're live with them. Right. So this is awesome. And you could have it where the book is evergreen. If they click on the link and go to the sales page, then what they're going to see is if it's live, right, you'll have a special announcement. You know, you'll say it right on the sales page. When they come in between your course, after your course is over, you'll edit the sales page so that it says, you know, that it's a recorded course with live. Are you going to do live calls like office hours once a month or something for people?
Yeah, who I think so. Yeah.
I think that's the best way. And I'm thinking about it, upping it to twice a month. You know, just because people like a month apart is a long time to go through for an 8-week course. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, twice a month, you just get on the phone. Sometimes it's going to be one or two people. That's okay. Then you just sit and do your work while you're there. But then you have the access to the people, and they know that it's not just a self-study course, that they have access to you.
And the added bonus to that is that if for any paid for downloadable product, we have the EU for the moment, the EU VAT rules, tax rules, but they don't apply if there's a live element. So as long as there's a live Q&A for everything that I have that's paid for, that's where the office hours or something of that type comes in. And I've just got to think of the right name for it, because office hours isn't that well known over here.
Q&A. What do they call it? Like if you go to the doctor when the doctor is in.
You don't have that.
We don't call it.
You know,
we'll always say my office hours are 9 to 6 on Monday through Friday or something like that.
That's a good thing to say, isn't it? So what I was thinking is I'm going to sort of look at how other people have named it, because other people have named it differently.
Yeah.
And I thought that it would work better with different naming.
I would say mentoring with Dr. Ali.
Yeah.
Coaching with Dr. Ali. Support.
Yeah, I think those sound better to me. Those sound better to me.
Yeah. Live support with Dr. Ali.
Yeah, live support. Yeah.
If you want to keep it generic, or if you want to keep it with the menopause theme, it could be menopause coaching with Dr. Ali, sexy menopause, you know, menopause support calls.
Yeah.
Or menopause transformation calls. Menopause makeover, no menopause. Yeah, something with the terms that you're using.
Yeah,
would be great.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, some number of months if they buy this. As you move into more, you know, like more small group kind of higher end stuff, or if you have other programs, then they get some number. Like for us, we were giving, before we started the office hours, we would give them vital. We'd give them, you know, for a certain course, we give them 2 months of vital. For another course, we give them 5 months of vital. For ERC, we give them a year of vital.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. And then now you have a system that you can use, right? Yeah. All the other stuff you wrote about all those changing those names is great.
Yeah.
Start with this. They're fine as
it. This is working and I'm posting about this regularly. I can start adding in the other strands.
And you can add the others. Because it's a great idea to have this at the center, whatever it is you're trying to sell, and then a bunch of different lead gens leading into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start with one. Start with one. Take it from me because I didn't do this at first. Now I have a bazillion courses that I don't make any money from because I don't have the funnels built for them. You know, other than Sweet Spot, the others just kind of sit there.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to figure out a way to monetize it. So I would do this. And then what would be the best lead gen to lead them to buy this book? This is the perfect digital marketer scheme, right? Lead gen to tripwire to course. And then from there, you think about what you want to offer them next, which would be, live. Once you build up enough people who've been through it, you can easily get the small groups where you're having 5 to 10 people that you're meeting on a regular basis that pay higher because they're getting more individualized, and you throw in a couple of individual coaching calls with it, and you can be bringing your prices up easily from that.
That's what I wanted to talk about next, to be honest. The lead magnet's fine. Any of my existing lead magnets can lead to this, especially top 12 hidden. Well, I was going to change that. I've got one called Top 12 Hidden Symptoms of Menopause, How to Recognize the Unexpected. But I was going to change it to It Can't Be Menopause, 12 Common Menopause Symptoms That Catch Us Unawares.
That's beautiful. That's the perfect lead magnet into this.
So much better. Absolutely.
That's the perfect one. So you rename that, you do whatever you have to rebrand it with the new name. And then you set up a page that has it. You have lead pages, so you can just set up an opt-in, copy one of your other opt-ins, clone it, put the right picture on it. That you can have that set up in a couple of hours. And then the next page would be, since you have lead pages, you can do a next page would be a thank you page on lead pages that would offer this. The more you can do it with video on the thank you pages, the better your sales are going to be. Okay. Quick, short, hey, thank you for downloading my 12 symptoms. Kind of cool, huh? That those symptoms really, and most people aren't aware of it and blah, blah, blah. You know, so I'd really love for you to now that you know that this might be the problem, let's get you the beginnings of the help you need. So my 30-day stress transformation ebook is just the ticket is just the ticket. And tell them a couple of things about it, and it's normally a $30 book, $29 book. And, for today, because you're here and you downloaded that, I just want to offer it to you for whatever you feel comfortable with, $9, $19, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing that you're just trying to transfer, the goal of that specifically is to transform them from a prospect to a client. And once they've taken out their credit card, the next page is when you say, thank you, I'm so glad you're going to take it. I'll be sending you a few emails, an email once a week, expect an email once a week over the next 4 weeks to just guide you and remind you, how many times people down buy books and don't read them. I'm going to really help you support because I can't help you unless you actually delve into the information. And by the way, if you need additional support from that, a lot of people just let the book sit on their shelf. What I'd love to do is invite you to join me for this program, the menopause, sexy menopause. And it's normally $497, because you're here today, I'm going to offer you this price.
Yeah.
And then you see, and there's always a small percentage. I mean, we have some of those tripwire type things, and we get, whenever I always know when we send somebody to one of our opt-ins that have a tripwire, because suddenly we get all these $10 sales coming in.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then what can I offer that's a reasonable group program? What Gloria does is a 2,000, and it's ridiculous, but sometimes we need to go ridiculous with pricing. Yeah. She does $2,000 for a whole year of weekly group coaching calls. And obviously, as you will have already experienced, maybe 6 or 10 people will be on those. And that's for coaching people in using LinkedIn.
Okay, so $2,000, and how many, does she cap it? Or is this any number of people?
Any number of people.
I think it's great, then.
it's what's her main, she gets more from that than from her platinum program.
I think it's a great option. I actually may steal that idea because...
I try it out for you first.
I think it's a great, because I've been struggling with people like, well, they'll do IRSPT or they'll do a program and then they want to continue to get support. And we'd only give that support to people in a program, but to be able to offer for $2,000 to have weekly group coaching calls, and it's so easy. Like, there's no work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with group coaching, and she does prepare some work. Like, if she's just been exploring getting a new education, like you have with Alex Mendoza, and she'll bring some tips from that too.
Yeah, you can do a little bit of tips at the beginning, but.
Yeah, but if there's enough questions, then she'll leave those tips for the next time. You know, if there's enough questions to fill the hour.
Yeah.
You know?
You just talk, you know, like, and sometimes if somebody asks, if there's not a lot of questions, like, Vital the other day, I thought was going to end really early, but then we started talking about Chronometer, you know, and I just went in and explored it myself, and I went, oh yeah, you could do this, and here's that, and, you know, we ended up spending 20 minutes on Chronometer and how everybody should get it for their, not too bad I didn't have an affiliate link, because a whole bunch of people bought it, right? So, yeah, you can easily do that, and you have some notes of things you could talk about to fill the gaps, right?
Yeah.
And you see, I'm saying this,
I'm saying this stuff all the time, but only got 10 minutes to say it, or else feeling it. Yeah, you know, it's just, it seems to me like quite a good model, you know. And she's got maybe 200 people signed up to this.
Okay, so you 200 know. At 2,000 a month, at 2,000 a year, if it was 10, 100, that's, it would be $400,000.
Yeah.
I bet I can get 200 people to sign up for something like that.
Well, she does it through, I mean, that's how many she's got in total. And to be honest, she doesn't ask people for another payment after a year. So they're sort of.
She's kind of like me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You pay your money and you're in indefinitely. But But I would maybe make the second year a little less to get them to renew, like I do with VRC, right? You know, if you've already been in a year and you want to continue it, maybe it's $1,000 or $1,500, but $1,000 would be great for second year. And then that way they don't feel like they want to quit. But if they quit and then they want to come back, they're back to $2,000.
Yeah.
So that's a way to do it.
And she has coaches doing her calls. So basically, just as you do
that, I could do like once a month is me and the rest is the coaches.
But I mean, what I mean is the sales calls. So when people have bought her 197 thing, there's an offer for a session with a coach, which is a strategy session. Which she offers the Prosperity Circle, which is this $2,000 a year.
I would tend to think it would be better at the end of, since this is a different situation. It would be better as they approach the end of the program and they don't have those calls with you anymore, right? So you, what you offer is this program with a consultation, a next steps consultation to help you plan for how you're going to move forward and keep this stuff in action. Yeah. And you have two offers on that call. One would be a high-end one-on-one coaching program with you for, you know, for a year to continue with you for $20,000. Or the $2,000 version. And you present the $20,000 one first. And you give them all the reasons this is going to be so great. You go, and they say no. Or you could say, that's what's in that. Now, if that's out of your budget, we can do this, you know, this, we can just have you in our weekly office calls for a year. And it's only, now you can say only $2,000 or $1,997 if you want to play that game, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got this high end, you can get out of the mode of, oh, I give so much and I don't get back and I have to look at the labs. And it's just, this is what you get for 20K or 25K or whatever, or 30K, whatever you want to offer it for.
Yeah. And with a 20K one, would you recommend a weekly one-on-one with me or fortnightly?
I would start it like the first month is going to be weekly if we can, because we want to get as much, I want to learn as much about you as possible. And then after that, it's, you know, more like every other week. With the 50K that I offered, it's pretty much, you know, as often as we need to talk.
Yeah.
You know, and it's open that way. And she can text me and say, hey, I'm desperate. I need to talk. But it's funny because she paid me that much money and she goes, I hate to bother you. I know you're busy.
That's what we like.
That's the people we love, right?
Because they're not taking you for granted.
No, they appreciate it.
The 197 people are used to seeing a free GP message me without apology.
they'll wake you up in the middle of the night. I only had one at the high end. She paid $25,000 for the program. And she was in Australia. So she texted me, like Skype me on her time, whatever it was. And I'd get the Skype in the morning because it was middle of the night. And she'd go, well, why did it take you so long to get back to me? I'm like, I was sleeping. And this was one that at the end of the program, she'd lost 50 pounds, reversed her insulin resistance and Hashimoto's, and told me that the program was a waste because she was still had anxiety. She had serious psychological things that I even had Laura find. I said, well, I think maybe you need to work with Laura. Laura said, I won't work with her. She needs a local person to work with her because she's got serious psychological problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time. That's the only time that that's happened.
Yeah.
So I would say pick it, do a 25K program.
Yeah.
Lay it out how you want it to be. How you want it to be, now, not how you think they're going to accept. If they take it, fine. If they don't, they don't. Yeah. Right? And you offer that, and then you offer the $2,000 office hours. It's so simple. Like your whole, every time you did the layouts, it was so complicated that it confused you and it confused me. What was it going to do to the poor client who was brain fogged?
Exactly. And you see, when you got somebody who's in perimenopause, in these office hours, I can help them with thyroid or adrenal fatigue or stuff, but it's all relevant.
Yeah, and if you have the full, if they pay $25K to work with you for a year, then you can work with them on everything. And that's what you can tell them during the thing. And whatever issues come up, we're going to work with you.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't name that $2,000 program. Because I'm trying to think of how...
We're going to say menopause transformation calls with Dr. Ali, but maybe the menopause transformation is the 101.
I'm just trying to think if they're group calls. I kind of like, I keep the vital calls and the office hours separate. If you're giving group calls to everybody that's in your group program.
Yes, no, it does need to be separate. You're right.
Because if you're going to do them weekly versus every other week, I mean, you don't want to give people, maybe you do. Maybe you just keep it simple and you just do these calls once a week and you give them 2 months of those calls.
Yeah.
Right? Well, but it's then just, it devalues it when you want to offer it for 2000. Or no, it values it because typically then you have a price point, right? You can make it 2000. Or 200 a month, or 1997 and 197 a month. So it's actually more if they pay by the month, and they save, you know, 20%, 10% when they pay upfront. And then that way, if you give them 2 months of this, you have a real price point. I mean, it's real that you're giving them a $400 bonus if you give them 2 months of this when you offer this program.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see as you move on, you're going to want to make the program a little bit more. But let's see initially to get you a big, good start. Every one of my programs, I offered for $97 when I started.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, but I got hundreds of people that way.
And then you get the confidence.
And I have the confidence, but they have the confidence. And then I built a tribe of customers, not followers.
Yeah,
not you see what I mean? And then these people have moved on, and some of the people that were in that $97 program that was turned out to be 40 hours of content over the course of 14 weeks, they're like loyal followers, and they've joined everything. Some of them joined, you know, are in NEPT even.
Yeah.
So I think it's a simple model, And you really just need this one funnel to get them in. And you can have multiple entry points. Some people are going to want the smoothies and some people are going to want whatever. But you start this way, and then adding those extra pieces to the front of the funnel, simple, right? But you have the back end of the funnel working. You get it tested. You figure out how to tweak it. You figure out your price points. And then you just send as many different entry points, especially if you start to do Facebook ads or Instagram ads, because different people have different interests. And then when you wake them up to this problem you're having is really this situation. But the menopause transformation, I mean, I like the name of it.
Yeah, it's good.
I like the name of it. Yeah, the only thing I'm chewing on here is, if you're going to do this $2,000 a year office hours thing, and we have to come up with a really good name with that, for that, and you're doing the menopause course and you're charging $200 for it, and you're going to give them $400 worth of support calls. It's a great bonus. It's great for bonus stacking. But do you want to give them that or have, I think it's just easier to have it one thing.
I have so much a habit of making things too complicated.
Yes, me too.
I think that it's going to be better for me to make it one
so
thing.
Simple. It's so simple.
And that either I have a different link each week so that people are excluded.
We just put passwords on the calls. So if they quit, they no longer have the password. And when you send out the reminders each month, it's a new password.
Yeah.
And now even Zoom has password. You can password protect and you change it each month. That's what we do for the office hours calls. So once that person, they still have the link or whatever, but they don't have the password. So they can't get in after their time expires.
This is
good.
It's so much simpler, isn't it, than me trying to get this 12-month long program that's got all these different courses in. Because with this, I can just, once I've got all this running and ticking along and I've been able to leave some more locum days, so I've got some extra time, I can then add in an adrenal support course or a gut support course. But meanwhile, I can just be giving people support through these things.
You just get them support through here.
It's not going to hold anymore, you know?
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, as a launch strategy for this, you could contact the folks who did your course. You can contact people who've done privates with you. And you can say, hey, I'm launching this new program. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. And because you've done this other course with me, I'm going to use this coupon. Well, we did it Shine. I don't know if you noticed this, but all the people who had done IRSPT or CMDS or another course, we actually created a physical coupon.
I was opposite Lynn when she was writing them with the gold pen.
Yeah. And it makes people go, like, this is cash, right? Yeah. So you can send them a virtual look of that. Like, you know, have a designer just create a little virtual cash coupon. This coupon entitles you to, you know, this is worth this much and you can use it towards. And they can have, like, it's a discount. Like, people like buy things that they don't really need when they have a discount coupon.
Oh, I'm a sucker for discounts. You ask my daughter. So it could be something like $50 off or something, couldn't it?
It could be, or 100 would probably be better.
Okay.
50 is like not that much, but 100 would be good.
Well, it's significant, isn't it?
It's very significant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only other thing is to try and plan forward and actually create space in my schedule and have one day a week initially when I'm actually doing all of these sorts of things so that I stop booking locums on that day. At the moment, I've temporarily stopped all of my women's business networking. I don't want that to be a permanent thing because A, they are support, B, they've got a massive Facebook group, see a lot of them would be prepared, even on the Facebook group, to promote as affiliates as well. And
okay, so you stopped it because of time. How many days a week? I mean, if you do 4 days a week of locums at this point?
At the moment, it's five.
So yeah, if you could cut it to four, and you can do all of your own stuff on that one day, and you can have your, that would be the day you do your office hours calls, the day you write your copy, the day you write your emails, the day you do follow-ups from leads that you get. At what time of day is this women's network?
That's lunchtime. So that's 12 till 2.
Okay. You could still do that.
Yeah.
You could, you know, schedule your calls when you think they're going to be most attended. You could poll people and see, are people mostly working people? So maybe it needs to be, you know, at
in the evening.
But you're going to get an international crowd. So you're going to, you know, it gets to be hard to choose a time that's good for everybody.
It does, if you've got Antipodeans as well as the Americans, as well as the Europeans.
And what we find is people actually call in at work. They will not unmute themselves, but they type their questions in.
Yeah.
So I think you could do all of that on the one day. What day a week is the networking? Is it every week or is it?
Well, it's every month. It's only monthly.
That's easy.
I was thinking of changing to one that didn't already have somebody doing network marketing from. But if I'm circling back to functional medicine, I've got a much wider choice. So I could join two or three of them to get to know them. Now that I've got these lower cost entry points that are just make more sense, you know, and create more leverage as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, I would aim for this day to be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Yeah, and then when you have this set up and you have an affiliate program, you're going to be able to get people to promote for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly have all the contacts in NEPT, and a lot of them would love to just send people to at least your lead magnet, get them to your lead magnet.
Yeah.
Say, I have this new lead magnet. I mean, if it's not new, it doesn't matter because nobody knew about it. I want you to, you know, can you send this to your people? And of course, I mean, that's a really hot title as well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then you just get everybody, you know, to start sending people to it. See how it converts that way.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and test it, see how it works, tweak it up, and then you'll be able to send Facebook ads to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facebook ads work. I've bought stuff from Facebook ads.
I buy a lot of things from Instagram, I find.
Oh, I haven't. I don't even go on Instagram.
Not always good things, but there you go.
The thing that caught my attention today was a bra, you know, natural fiber bra with natural underwire and natural comfort and all this stuff. But it was a $79 bra. I mean,
$79,
I never paid $79 for a bra.
You didn't buy that one, I guess.
No, I didn't.
Well, I fell for a bra that's just suckers, that's just go here. One here and one here.
Oh, I tried that. It doesn't work.
No, they fall off.
Yeah, they fall right off, right? I did that.
Blooming waste of money and silicone, and it just felt like I'm sticking plastic on my body.
On my boobs, right?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. But at least it's not got underwires.
Yeah, I have these bras I get at Target that are $15, and they have the no underwire, and you know they're not natural fiber, they're not cotton. But
I end up wearing exercise bras because they don't have underwires, but they're such a struggle to get into sometimes.
They are, and they flatten you. So I like the way these look because I look like I have nice perky
boobs.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about bras, but just that's the thing. You get sucked in, like, wow, this sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. God, I'm so lucky. Do you want to just cancel the 31st of October?
I can do that if you feel comfortable. But I'd like to check in with you to see if you've gotten how far you've gotten, so we can make it a quick check in. And what I'd like you to do, this is my action items for you, is I'm going to write that in here. Action items. I didn't write all the other stuff because I can't be present and channel and all that. But I'm going to write in action steps. Okay, what's the date? Okay, I'm going to.
The first one is lead magnet. So finalize the amended date, amended details.
Yeah, finalize.
So it's a new title and branding.
Do you already have an opt-in page yet for it?
Oh, no, I need to do that as well. Opt-in page.
What's today, the 17th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finalize lead magnet. Create opt-in page. Create thank you page.
Aha.
Create
video.
Email follow-up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put all these steps down that it's going to take to do what we just said.
Yeah.
And then we can put dates on them because you're not going to do all this between now and then. So let's create email follow-up. Create thank you page with video and offer for the 30-day transformation. So then you're going to have to edit the 30-day.
Yeah, I've book. Already written the edit, so I'm going to need to do for that.
You should have your seed the course, add a next steps page offering course or and compare them, meaning course, yeah, compare them, meaning
show the advantage of going with that as well as the 30-day one.
Yeah, I would say yeah, add the next steps page. Okay, so that's what needs to be done with that. Change name, whatever. All right, so that's the edit the 30-day book. So you've got finalize the lead magnet, create the opt-in page, create the thank you page with video offer to the that, and then create
email follow-up, amend the 30-day transformation, seed the course, add next steps page, offer course and compare, change name, sales page for the 30-day transformation.
Yeah, so you're going to need a couple of thank you pages. So as I think this through and see this in my mind. So the first thing is, they opt in for the lead magnet. The thank you page is the one we already just said with the video and the offer for 30 day. So there's a two thank you page for yes on the transformation, which video and offer for the course, create thank you page for no on transformation, which would have the lead magnet, have the lead magnet download. So create email follow-up. So it gets more complicated as we go step by step. So we'll come up with what you're going to do by when. But create email follow-up. One would be for the lead magnet.
Lead magnet alone.
Alone, right?
Email follow-up for the 30-day transformation.
Right. Well, the plus 30 day plus course. So basically, you're going to have a lead magnet for the 30 day. Okay, so if they get here, so if they've gotten the lead magnet for the 30 day, they'll get into a sequence. And in that sequence, I would put weekly emails.
Yeah.
To guide them. Okay, I'm going to just put this as a sub. weekly emails to guide them through 30-day. And then towards end, maybe third week, you're going to do offer for the course. And I would do three emails that will mention the course. You know, you talk about it, you're still going to give them value, but I would maybe do three emails that mention the course to help them to take action.
Yeah.
And then I think you're going to have, you know, for the course, you're going to, that's just going to be welcome to the course. I would edit the course page to add the weekly support calls. Value $400. I think this will be it. You know, then once you get all this done, then we can talk about traffic, driving traffic to it, and what to do to drive traffic to it.
Yeah.
Anything else I missed? Finalize the lead magnet, create the opt-in page, create thank you page with video offer for the 30-day transformation, edit the 30-day book, which seeds the course, takes, add a next step page, change the name, create thank you page for yes on the transformation with a video and offer for the course, create thank you page for no on the transformation, have the lead magnet download, create the email follow-ups. You need one for the lead magnet alone, a lead magnet plus 30 day.
Yeah.
On the lead magnet plus 30 day, you want to make sure you have weekly emails to guide them through. You want to be third week offer the course, maybe three emails, and then the 30 day plus course, you know, the whole thing. If they go for the course, then welcome to the course.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then edit the course page to add the weekly support calls as a bonus.
Bonus as a value. And then, you know, ideally what you're going to do is create a product for, you know, create a means. I'll just leave it vague right now. We can go further with that. Create a means to offer the $2,000 per year coaching.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. It's in your folder. It says Allison call notes.
Thank you.
Yeah. It helped me to do that and write it down to get me focused because I had all these things in my head. But okay. So what are we going to do? Let's just set some deadlines here.
Okay. We've only got 2 weeks till the next call on the 31st. Okay. I can't make 11. You said 11 a.m. your time, which would be 5 p.m. my time. I'll still be doing a locum. Let's just double check whether it's all day. What locum needs. I better look elsewhere. Just bear with me.
I'm looking at the 31st. What time did I say? 11?
You said 11 a.m. Central.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Central. Actually, it's 11. Whoops. This one's a 20. It's actually 11:20 or 11:30. So I only really have a half hour there. But I do have earlier. I don't know. Well, if you're doing a locum, you can do it.
I have I can't do locum. Because I'm at the meads, both the 30th and the 31st.
I could move some stuff around and do, I could move my exercise to later, which will work. Let me do this. I could do, would 2 p.m. be too late?
No, 2 p.m. is 8 p.m. my time. That would be perfect.
Okay. Yeah, let's do 2 p.m. All right, let me just move it. Go on the calendar here and just move it to the 31st. Yeah, because I want to keep you in momentum. What did we say, 2 p.m.? Yeah. And I think you need momentum. All right, I've got you moved. Let me make sure it moved to the right place. That was the 31st, right? Whoops, I screwed up. Where did it go? I apparently didn't change the date, so what did I do? Okay, moved it to 2 p.m., but I don't know what date I moved it to. Because I didn't change the date.
I know the feeling. It happens to me all the time.
Oh, calendars never work quite. 2 a.m.
They don't quite connect to your brain, do they?
No. Oh, man. Let me go backwards. I might have said 2 a.m. All right. I don't know where it is. Oh, wait. I wonder if I just do a search for your name and that'll show up. Okay, Allison. Huh, why does it have it as the 31st at 9 a.m.? So as the 31st. 2 p.m. Oh, is it UK time? Ah, okay. It's listed as UK time because that's what you had. So,
So
it's somewhere weird.
So 8 p.m. UK time. Oh, except the last Sunday in the month, we change our clocks, but you've changed your clocks. Have you changed your clocks already?
Not yet.
Okay. So by then, we'll both have changed our clock, so it'll be all right.
Okay.
So it'll be 6 hours distant again.
Okay, so what time is that? You said it's 8 p.m. for you, so I'm just going to change it on to 8 p.m. UK time. That'll work. It must have set it at 2 p.m. UK time. It was probably in the middle of the morning, in the middle. Okay. I'll just say send. All right, so let's see. If I go to the 31st. There it is.
Yay.
Whoops, somebody just put something in there. Can we do it a little earlier than that? That showed up as 3 p.m. when I put it in.
Yeah, I'm flexible at that time of the evening.
No,
I've
2 p.m.
is
fine.
It's
2 p.m. is fine.
Okay.
Send. It takes into account the whole thing. So we'll touch base to make sure that we're on the same time zone. But boy, the second I moved that personal time that I had in there to later, when somebody on my team came in and put a tentative hold for a summit interview. How the heck?
Oh.
That's so funny. I have to be super careful that I replace things quickly. That was just in the seconds we were talking. All right. And I'm going to do this, I'm going to duplicate SCT. I just put self-care time because otherwise they'll book me like solid from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Without any breaks. I mean, literally no pee breaks. I went 8 hours the other day without peeing.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is. All right. So we've got that moved. Good. Yeah. Things filled up though. It's very fast. Okay. We good?
We good.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. This was great. It's great to have some private time with you. We have a new practice accelerator, but she's in Bali right now, so she couldn't join us, but met with her privately the other day at, I guess it was 9 o'clock Bali time. Or 10 o'clock Bali time and 9 o'clock my time or something like that. But she's the go-getter. You're going to like her. Yeah, she's a real go-getter.
And
it's Christine.
Christine
yeah. Magoo.
Excellent.
Our Magoo? Mr. Magoo. Yeah, it was like Mr. Magoo. But she's basically does muscle testing stuff, right. Like kinesiology. And she has this technique I'm going to help her develop a program on for individual persons testing, self-testing the energetics of that food. And she has a whole process for it. So it's going to be really cool. And I think universally desired and needed. So it's good.
Absolutely. That'll be really popular.
Yeah.
Be fabulous.
Yes.
Okay,
great. Thank you. Have fun on your holiday.
Yes. Take care.
Enjoy. Bye-bye. Bye.